Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. It's the live Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website, totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You bring up anything, 800-259-9231. Still to come here tonight, a porn store has been shut down in Oklahoma. The reason? An obscenity charge. We'll explore that. Plus, let's see if a MySpace photo has led to another teen arrest. Soldiers try to quit masturbating, and disc jockey arrested, and more. But I said we would get to this story first, and we got sidetracked. Jim Babka from Downsized DC called in, and we had a lot to talk about with him. An 11-year-old girl has gotten herself pregnant over in Great Britain. The story from the Daily Mail, it's pretty disturbing stuff. A girl is to become Britain's youngest mother after becoming pregnant at 11. The girl, yeah, she smokes 20 cigarettes per day.
Smokes a pack a day?
Wow. 20 cigarettes per day despite being 8 months pregnant. She conceived at age 11 when she lost her virginity to a boy of 15 on a drunken night out with friends.
She was drunk, too.
Yep.
At 11.
Yep.
Nice.
And the 15-year-old has since been charged with rape by police and is due to appear at court next month. Her 34-year-old mother, who gave birth to her youngest child 8 months ago, said she was proud of her daughter. She'll be 12 years and 8 months when she has the child next month. Jenny Teague, Britain's youngest mother until now, was a month older when she gave birth in 1997. So this girl is literally setting a record for Britain's youngest mother.
Swell.
So, the youngster who lives near Edinburgh says looking after her younger brothers has prepared her for motherhood. But the girl does admit that she has, that she panics and cries when babies are unwell and doesn't feel like she'll be able to bathe her baby correctly. The mother-to-be, who cannot be named for legal reasons...
I'm sure that her the child's grandmother will be doing a large part of the care here.
I'm sure that's the case. The mother-to-be, who cannot be named for legal reasons, had unprotected sex with the teenage boy, who also cannot be identified, while drunk last August. She told the Sun, quote, "I didn't think I'd get pregnant because it was my first time." Wow.
And that has what to do with it?
Well, that has to do with her obviously not getting much of an education about sex.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited, and I'm looking forward to being a mum. You know, this is something we've talked about before on Free Talk Live, the fact that in America, at least, and maybe it's like this in Great Britain, that parents just don't talk to their kids about sex. So is it any surprise? You know, we've got parents in this country that think that, well, I don't want to talk, I don't feel comfortable, I'll just let the school handle that. Is it any surprise when our kids get bad information or no information at all, and then they make life-altering choices like having unprotected sex at age 11? Or having unprotected sex, period.
This is so far removed from what I would have understood. I didn't know what the mechanics of sex were at age 11. I did not understand that.
I can't say I would have known either at that age either.
And
that would have been.
Nor was
grade.
I out drinking.
No, was
you
I?
You know, and smoking wasn't. I never even considered the idea of smoking.
There was a couple
my dad
people
smoked. I still didn't imagine me smoking.
At that age, there were a few people that had picked up smoking. I can say that, but.
Well,
generally, no.
Not at the Christian school I went to. I didn't think that I could smoke. I never even considered the possibility. So this is so far removed from where I'm coming from. I wasn't informed of the mechanics of sex. I wouldn't have known that you could or couldn't get pregnant. I don't think I knew where babies came from at 11.
Do you think it's a mistake, not you, Manwich, but those of you listening, do you think it's a mistake for parents to avoid this topic? I seriously do. 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. But let's continue with this young lady. She says, "I can't wait to take the baby swimming and out for walks in the pram. I think I'll be able to cope, as I've had lots of practice looking after my brothers. I know how to feed a baby its bottle, and I can change nappies. But I panic and cry if they're sick, and I don't like giving them a bath because I am a bit frightened. It's good to know I'll have my mom here to help me if I need her." What if your mom dies?
Well, what? I mean,
concerned she sure can't get a job at age 11. Concerned she might be pregnant, the girl visited a general practitioner 3 times, but tests proved negative. She learned the truth after buying a home testing kit from a supermarket. After the device displayed the two blue lines indicating she was pregnant, she pleaded with a female relative to break the news to her mother. The girl, who's been suspended from her first year of secondary school for fighting, she's just a good all-around kid, isn't she?
Yeah.
Said, I was paranoid about what my mom was going to say and just frightened about being pregnant, too. I knew straight away that I couldn't have an abortion because that's something I don't believe in. So instead, she's going to burden her mother with another child to take care of. And it sounds like
that's
her mom's behind it.
That's
sounds
for
like
a family to
it.
Decide,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I don't believe in it either. And if my child, which I don't have a 11-year-old girl, but thank God...
You would insist that your child go through
I wouldn't
it?
Insist, but I would support them in, giving... I would want them
would
to give
talk,
birth
would,
the child.
Would you be angry if they didn't?
I wouldn't be happy about it.
Hmm.
I think that it's...
You'd be happier that your 11-year-old daughter had a baby?
I would be happier.
I can't see what would make you happy about that.
I can't see what would make you happy about killing it.
Because it wouldn't ruin her life?
Look, lives are... There's all kinds of lives. Ruin life? No. You don't ruin a life.
You've got an 18-year-old contract there, essentially. You've got an 18-year-old burden that you have to take care of, a fiscal liability. It absolutely is going to put a heavy dampener on any sort of life one might have, especially at the age of 11. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody who's smoking and drinking at 11, too, maybe they got some more dampers.
True. I was upset, and so was my mom.
These things don't just happen of their own, you know? I mean, you can... the birds of a feather, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, the girl who has shoulder-length dark hair had been smoking at 9 and started drinking tonic wine and vodka cocktails at 10. She claimed her cigarette habit was not harming the health of her unborn child, because she obviously knows about that sort of thing.
Right.
She's 11.
And she thinks that you can't get pregnant after undoing it the first time.
Right. She says, I can give up smoking any time, but I don't find it affects my pregnancy. The girl, whose parents split up several years ago, shocker, said she'd like a baby boy and might call him Leo. She's currently being educated at a community center, but knows she must return to school. Of course, she told the son, quote, my mom has said she'll look after the baby so I can go to school. I don't know what I want to do with my life when I leave. I used to want to be a nursery nurse, but now I'm not so sure. Hey, sweetie. Most people that are 18, 19, and 20 don't know what they want to do with their lives.
I think there's a lot of people in their 20s that don't know. A lot of people that don't know, period. Never found out.
Well,
worked, retired, and died, and didn't find out what they wanted to do with their life.
Her mom says, quote, I'm not ashamed of my daughter at all. In fact, I'm proud of her for keeping the baby.
Might as well say that.
I know she's worried what other people will say, but she can walk out there with her head held high. At first, I wasn't too happy about becoming a gran, but now I'm used to the idea. I'm really looking forward to having another baby in the house. Scottish conservatives have called for society and families to unite to change attitudes towards sex following the news. What does that mean? How do they want to change attitudes towards sex? What's that? What is that?
I
don't understand.
I can't tell you what they want, what they're thinking. But, you know, what it said said previously that she's going to leave the child with her mother so that she could finish school and all that stuff.
Right.
What's mom doing for work?
Doesn't mention that.
I suspect mom's on the dole.
Probably the case.
Just a guess.
That's a good suggestion, because you've got a daughter that's drinking, a daughter that's smoking, she's going out, she's getting drunk, she's having unprotected sex with teenage boys. You've either got a mom that's on the dole, or maybe she's just so darn busy working that she's not paying any attention whatsoever to her daughter. I think you're probably right, though, Manwich.
Just my guess.
And again, what would have happened in this case if her mother had given her a real explanation about what sex is and how it's dangerous and how if she's going to have it? I think parents need to come to the realization that teenagers, and this girl isn't even a teenager, that teenagers, young people, want to experiment, and we need to give them honest information. Otherwise, they're going to get into situations like this. Do you really want your 11-year-old daughter to be pregnant?
Well, I think it's the pressures of the, the dole changes the whole dynamic of the family, and the pressures aren't there like they used to be.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
in our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Once again, that number 800-259-9231. Just finished up talking about this 11-year-old girl who is pregnant in Great Britain, smoking 20 cigarettes a day, 8 months pregnant. Mom says she's proud of her daughter. Wow.
She got pregnant by being drunk.
Drunken, hanging out with teenage boys, unprotected sex, and her reason for having unprotected sex was that she thought she wouldn't get pregnant the first time.
Mm.
You know? This is just amazing. It's an amazing example of how far we've come down this road of just leaving our children totally in the dark about sex.
Well, not only is she left in the dark about sex, and, you know, she didn't know that you could get pregnant on the first time that you did it,
yep.
but she was getting drunk and smoking cigarettes.
Yep.
And she's 11. Where's she getting cigarettes?
Yeah, I was.
Where's she buying alcohol?
I was reading the comments, and that's what everybody was asking in the comments on that article from the Daily Mail. And, yeah, great question. I mean, if you're 11 years old, I doubt you can work at 11. You can't work at 11 here in America, legally at least, and I doubt you can work at 11 over in Great Britain.
Might be able to mow lawns or something. But
I don't think she's mowing lawns. Just, do they have lawns in, you know, London or wherever?
I don't know. I'm just making a guess.
I'm guessing that either mom was buying her cigarettes for her daughter, which I think is really whacked out, or she's doing some sort of sexual services. Because how else are you going to make the money?
I don't know how else.
I mean, this is a trend that's on the rise here in America of teenage girls actually performing sexual services for money, being teenage whores.
Well, I don't think that's a trend that's on the rise.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it is on the rise.
I think it's just something that's probably getting reported.
Okay,
more
maybe
so.
People are getting caught more now for it. But anyway, these girls are figuring out that they can make money pretty easily. And how else, again, how else could she possibly afford 20 cigarettes a day? And alcohol.
Mm. 800. Not very classy, ladies.
Yeah. Your thoughts. And mom's proud of her.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this. What can we do to ensure this doesn't happen again? 800-259-9231. My answer is real education, really talking with your kids about sex, which we're really guilty of not doing in this country, and it's sad. It's
yeah.
really sad.
One of the point that I wanted to make last segment that we didn't get into is that I think her mom is on the dole. I believe that she's getting
probably
welfare.
Right.
And I think that welfare has really destroyed families in America and destroyed the pressures on kids not to have extramarital sex in the ways that it used to be there. There were financial incentives or disincentives for getting pregnant
mm-hmm.
Previously.
It costs you lots of money.
It does cost a lot of money. Really, it does cost a lot of money to be pregnant. But if mom's on the dole and she doesn't have to work because we're cutting her, not we, the English people, but we are cutting her a check every month, sending her money, she mm-hmm. doesn't have to do anything so she can watch the kid while the little girl goes to school.
Right. And or in the case of some welfare systems here,
it's knocked up again at 15.
Well, where you get extra checks depending on, or extra money every month depending on how many kids you have. So there's actually an incentive
right.
For these women.
A perverse incentive.
Yeah, to get more kids,
sure.
to have more babies.
It's not good.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind, like Eric in Austin on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
you know, it's kind of, in a sick way, it's kind of comforting to know that white trash rednecks aren't limited to my state.
Yeah.
It's an international phenomenon.
This is true.
Oh, you could have called and I could have told you they're in Florida, too. I believe they're probably in every state, although their accent changes.
Yeah. But no, I want to do just a quick follow-up on the NSA story.
Yeah, the NSA spying on Americans, sure.
Yeah, and just why it's so insidious. And that's the fact that they're selling this as there's that minute chance that we'll catch a terrorist. And the media's been really good saying, you know, this is you're trying to find a needle in not just a haystack, but a huge haystack.
Yeah.
Except, and that's a good analogy, except the needle's not even there. They will never catch a terrorist with this system, and I'll tell you why.
How's that?
You can walk into any 7-Eleven in this country and drop down $50 cash and get a completely unregistered cell phone.
Mm. Yep.
Do you honestly think these guys are using AT&T's lines or whatever?
Yep.
No, of course not.
Not if they're smart.
Yeah. The NSA and Bush and the entire administration has to know this. There's no way they don't know that.
Yeah, it seems pretty obvious. I mean, even I'm aware of this opportunity. I mean, if you want an untraceable cell phone, go grab one up, and if you decide that you're hot, if you decide your cell phone's hot, drop it in the trash and go get another one.
Exactly. And even if let's say they figure that out and they ban the prepaid cell phones, well, you get a
fake ID.
You go down.
Yeah.
And get another cell phone.
You know what? I actually walked in. I just got a cell phone turned on recently. I walked into to Sprint. I showed an identification. I showed a driver's license. I did not even sign an agreement I remember signing agreements before, but this did not happen. I just walked in. I said, I want this plan. I want that phone. It was a free phone when you sign up for the 2-year agreement.
Uh-huh.
And they took my license, punched it in the computer. I walked out with an operating phone.
Now, you know, what would it take if I was, suppose, a Middle Eastern guy, and I walked into a Sprint store somewhere? I don't know why we're picking on Sprint, a cell phone store somewhere in America, and I said, I'd like to get the phone. I don't have an ID.
And ooh, what would they do?
What would they do? Well, I know what they'd do if you slipped them $200.
They'd take care of
you. Yeah,
somebody would.
They would certainly take care of you. And
or maybe they
I
could
heard,
get. I'm sorry,
yeah,
I was just interrupt.
That,
maybe they could get a job at the cell phone store.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not that hard. But I did also hear that T-Mobile has joined Quest, so now you can get T-Mobile cell phone and Quest for your landline, and you can be sure the NSA isn't spying on you.
Why did T-Mobile also rebuff them?
They did.
Oh, good to know.
And the reason why is because apparently this violates the Communications Act of 1934.
Oh, act schmack. Who cares what the law says? Our government obviously doesn't.
Yeah, well, it turns out that they could be fined $1,000 for every phone number that they've turned over to the NSA.
Ooh, really?
Awesome.
Yeah,
but who's
going to
get the money? The government?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Eric. We appreciate hearing
Thanks,
from you. 800-259-9231. I know you have some stats on the NSA thing. We're going to get to that perhaps. But first, it's Lawrence in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves, Lawrence. What's up?
Yeah, you know, you talk about the increase of teenage prostitution out there. It's a big thing. If you ever look at the video channel, you see these girls, and they're being funneled into prostitution. They don't have any choice.
Wait a minute. The video channel, what's that?
Videos, the rap videos and gangster rap and so forth.
And how are they being funneled
they're
into prostitution?
Funneled in
don't have a choice?
Because of the terminology that's used in these songs, votes them toward it. You know, they tell about they getting paid just to lay down or do something. And
is that right? I don't listen to gangster rap, so
well,
I'm not sure.
Well, if you listen to it, and you know they do, that they're going out there and doing, they're living their life according to what's being said.
Just to be fair, do you really think that these girls are doing this because
do.
Of gangster rap?
I do. And you know they have those impressionable minds.
You don't think they would just figure out that their body is in demand and that
they
can sell it for money?
That's the promotion side of it. And
you think they had to hear about it in gangster rap? Should we ban gangster rap? I mean, what's the solution?
And we as a society are promoting it more and more every time we have one of these.
I don't think society is promoting prostitution at all.
If they're promoting prostitution, because what else you gonna do when you can't get a job? And
that's true.
And you want money.
Thanks, Lawrence. More coming back.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white. And that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of stuff on our website, and it's all totally free. Archives, if you missed a moment of the show, we've got them all for you right there on the front page. You go download them. They're totally free. Freetalklive.com. We go back for 12 months. That's right, 12 months of free archives. Freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you going to just talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. You know, we just got off the phone with Lawrence in Indianapolis. And his claim was interesting. It's one I have never heard before, man, which the suggestion was that the reason I had mentioned that the teen whoring was on the rise in America, and Lawrence,
I'm not exactly sure that that's true. I think that
Lawrence agreed with me. Yeah. He said that he agreed and that the reason why, according to him, was because of gangster rap. Now, I'm not a fan of gangster rap.
Like PRing that this could happen, you know, telling young girls that, in fact, they could get what they want by being little hookers.
Apparently, these are some of the lyrics, and it sounds believable.
It does sound very believable.
They absolutely could have lyrics like that.
Sure, and if the lyrics of songs that I listened to when I was 11, 12, 13, had this kind of intonation to them, perhaps I would have thought. I didn't even know what the mechanics of sex were.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the mechanics were when I was 11, so if the song lyrics had those kind of instructions in them, perhaps I would then know. I didn't. And they didn't.
Well, I don't know. I don't listen to gangster rap, so I'm obviously not as informed as Lawrence was on this. I presume he's listened to enough, or at least read enough lyrics to where he's seen this sort of thing. But when I was growing up, kids liked certain types of music, for sure, but I can't ever recall anybody really modifying the way they lived their life beyond maybe the clothes that they wore. Like, you know, the metalheads would wear black. Nowadays...
Did they have a big plastic comb in their back pocket?
Metalheads?
That's what they had when I was in
school. Mean the glam rockers? Those were glam rockers.
All I'm telling you is that boys with long hair had big plastic combs in their back pockets, and I thought it was funny.
That went out of style by the time.
I got to ask him.
So I just don't know if I believe the claim that lyrics and music can really have that big of an influence on kids and their behavior. I mean, I think to suggest that lyrics and music can have a big influence is the same suggestion as saying that video games can have a big influence on children's behavior. I just don't know if that's the case.
Well, I think that if the instructions are there, that some kids would do it, though. That's what I was saying previously.
Well, okay. We've touched on this before on the show, but what do you think the best way would be, if it's really true that, you know, teenage prostitution is on the rise in America, what would be the best way to reduce that? What would be the best way to fight this?
Financially disincentivize it.
A war on teen prostitution?
No, that's what constantly. That's how the government takes control. That's how there's more and more power moved into the hands of the state. You identify a problem, and then you say, "Let's have a war on it. We'll turn the government loose on it. We'll stop the drug war. Ha ha ha! I mean, we'll stop drugs." Nancy Reagan said we'll stop drugs. That was 1980, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been 20 years later. It's worse.
Yep.
The government getting involved has made drugs worse.
Well, how can we financially disincentivize it?
Get rid of welfare.
Get rid of
stop
okay.
it. Stop welfare dead in its tracks. And you will stop teen pregnancy.
No, well, okay. I wasn't talking just about teen pregnancy. I was talking about teen whoring, because apparently, again, according to Lawrence and I, it's on the rise.
That is, at that point, what you're talking about is the sort of behavior. You're separating people, normal behavior farther from this teen whoring behavior that you're talking about. They'll be that much more pariahs. People will get more moral if the government isn't handing out checks every month to people that have babies.
What about
more moral in a sexual
sense?
Now,
wait a minute. I'd like to say that I've seen, I think I saw an Oprah on this, and the girls that they had in there, the former teen whores that had been busted by the cops, had all their money taken from them, not only were some of them working alone, they weren't working with a pimp. They were just setting up their own clients and going and making money. And bankrolling it. And in some of the cases, these were girls that were not from poor households. These were girls, I'm sure there were some of them that were, but some of them were girls from rich households, you know, little girls that could have already had all the money they wanted. However, obviously they didn't, because they wanted Gucci purses, they wanted, you know, the really expensive handbags and all these things that, you know, maybe mom and dad weren't buying for them. So they just decided to go out on their own and become little teen whores so they could afford all their little teen things that they wanted to buy.
You know, you're always going to find somebody to put on those shows.
Yeah.
And the fact that they could find four or five or six or eight, I don't care how many girls you could find that were doing this, you know, 10, 12, 14-year-old hookers, that doesn't mean that it's common, and that doesn't mean that they wouldn't be considered pariahs by their friends if their friends found out. I mean, I've seen the shows on adults that wear diapers, too. Okay? So you can't tell. I judge by anything I see on these daytime shows.
Well, I like what you said one time a few months back on the show, was that if we were to actually legalize prostitution in every state, then that would cut down on teen prostitution.
I think it would.
Because then you could have legal adult prostitution. You could have, you know, kind of like the barely legal style idea where girls of age could dress and act as though they are younger. And that would satiate the desires of these clients that are currently breaking the law and going with teenage prostitutes. If they could get it done for cheaper on the legitimate marketplace, there would be less demand, and therefore these girls wouldn't be able to really find clients anymore.
Yeah.
And I think that really would be a good way to cut it down. Not to mention, also, end all of the violence that's associated with the prostitution trade, because it's just slathered in violence. I mean, it's dangerous for not only for the girls, but also for the Johns. The girls are in danger from getting beaten by a crazy rapist John, and the Johns are in danger from getting waylaid, essentially, by the girls' cohorts. Some big, tough dudes that are waiting outside the door, you know. Or waiting inside the hotel room to beat him up and take his wallet and run away. I mean, these things happen.
There's a lot of violence because it's integrated with the mob, or, you know, some kind of organized crime.
Do you think? I wonder about that.
I think that if you have a pimp that handles security with a couple of few girls, then you have organized crime.
Okay, and, but to say the mob, I mean...
Well, hold on a minute. The mob kind of... maybe it's not Italian guys, but then if you get a couple of these pimps together that, for whatever reason... They want to bind together for protection. Or, then you have
a gang. Yeah,
yeah.
It is definitely under the purview of violent criminals, and we need to end that. 800-259-9231. Would the world come to a crashing halt if we legalized prostitution? Well, you can always look out to Nevada to see what's happened there.
Oh my God! The whole state's on fire.
Right. People bring their families to Nevada for vacation all the time, and it's not like it's a huge, morally corrupt place or any more so than anywhere else in America. So I think it's a great idea. 1-800-259-9231. But some people want to restrict their sexual desires. And that's fine. If that's what they want to do for themselves, good. Apparently some of our soldiers are doing it. They're trying to prevent themselves from cheating on their spouses. You know, if you're thousands and thousands of miles away from your significant other.
And you could die tomorrow.
And you could die tomorrow. There are some temptations. You're tempted to go out and have sex. We'll talk about what they're doing to fight the urge coming up. This is your show, 800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Tired of constantly searching for the products you need to lead a naturally healthy lifestyle? No more searching, thanks to EcoViva. EcoViva is your one-stop shop to finding natural and organic products at a reasonable price. Find everything from environmentally friendly non-toxic cleaning products to natural personal care items. EcoViva also offers a wide variety of organic teas, baby care products, and home air purification. Looking for that special gift? EcoViva has that naturally perfect gift you're looking for. We here at EcoViva always strive to do everything within our means to satisfy our customers. Whoever thought shopping could be good for your health? Visit www.ecoviva.com and shop in our unique online store. That's www.ecoviva.com. Or call 866-680-8484 to learn more. That's 866-680-8484 for EcoViva.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now.
Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number 800-259-9231. You're listening to the Saturday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki there. It's totally listener editable. wiki.freetalklive.com. All of the content, over 600 unique pages, have been created by you, the listeners. Information about the show, the hosts, the issues that we talk about, and more. All there for you, wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit it. And if you see something that you want to change, change it. wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's move along here, man. Let's talk about these soldiers in Baghdad. According to ABC News, in one Baghdad Bible study group, troops pray not for courage in their struggle with insurgents, but for courage in their struggle with themselves. According to Air Force Captain Vic Norris, quote, "Every impure thought I have drives a stake between my relationship with Christ and my relationship with my wife." He's been married for 3 years and was leading the session using a kit called Every Soldier's Battle, distributed to the troops by the California-based New Life Ministries. Listen to this. The kit contains a stack of books, including a Bible, and is compiled in a camouflage box. The book,
cute.
Yeah, the books lay out strict rules. No infidelity. Well, that's understandable. I mean, you promise to not cheat on somebody. That means that you're still promised to not cheat when you're 3,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
No flirting. What's wrong with that?
Well,
what's wrong with a little bit of play? It's not serious. It's just flirting. I guess the suggestion is
if you
want
to remain faithful to your spouse, you shouldn't get involved in situations that are going to lead you to infidelity.
I see. But what about pornography? Because according to the rules of the box, there's no pornography allowed either.
Well, now we're getting into areas of sex sins that I believe are sort of added on through the years.
Mm. What about no masturbation? Because that's another one of the rules. No masturbation in the military?
Well, I'm not sure that any prescription for masturbation belongs specifically to the military.
Well,
but
it would seem to me
the idea is that there's no, you know, Jesus said if you lusted after a woman in your heart, then you've just, you know, you've committed the same sin.
Oh,
blah, blah,
that's
blah.
Cheating, right? It's cheating to think about another woman while you masturbate. Is that right?
I believe that that's the idea. So
it seems
to cheating then if you think about your wife. Hmm. I don't think it is.
Hmm.
At which point they have to fall back to Onan, you know, the fellow
spilling the seed.
Yeah, the fellow who spilled his seed, supposedly. And that was really about not doing what God told him to do. It wasn't about masturbation. Like he was supposed to have sex with his brother's, you know, his dead brother's wife or something like that.
Okay.
And he didn't do it.
Ah.
He instead pleasured himself elsewhere. So. Masturbation's kind of gotten mixed up.
It's been twisted.
Yeah.
So. And the reason why it's been twisted is because for some reason, these Puritans in this country believe that self-pleasure is bad. Apparently they believe that using one's sexual organs in the way they were intended they were intended for both pleasure and reproduction purposes. I mean, if it wasn't meant to, I don't believe in God, but if it was not meant by God to be so good, why would he make it feel so good? I mean, if it was meant to be a bad thing, what's the point in making it feel good?
I believe that we're incentivized to have sex. That's the reason it is the way that it is.
Right. So in this case, I think that I think it's a good idea to not cheat. I mean, if you've promised to not cheat on someone, do what you can to avoid cheating. And I think that one of the best things you can do in that case, if you're 3,000 miles away in Baghdad, is to masturbate. I think that seems to be the best way to release one's sexual urges without actually violating an agreement that you've made with another person. But nonetheless, the ministry says that's not appropriate. Soldiers are apparently not even allowed to leer at other women. According to Air Force Captain Chris Bryant, Jesus sets the bar high. Quote, he says, if you've committed an impure thought, you've committed adultery right there. What? You can't even look at another woman?
Well, looking and leering are different things.
Well, hold on.
Looking is leering is looking while lusting.
Well, Iraq, some say, is particularly ripe for military marital problems for a number of reasons. Troops are in for long tours, sometimes deployed two or three times. There are also more women deployed in Iraq than any previous war, and soldiers are living and fighting in close proximity. Evangelical minister Steve Afterburn, or whatever his name is, of New Life Ministries, puts together the battle kits and has sent 20,000 of them to Afghanistan and Iraq. Quote, when we're open and honest and open up about the temptation, it really takes the power out of it. The men learn to employ Arterburn's coping mechanisms, such as averting the eyes in the presence of an attractive colleague.
Hmm.
You're not even allowed to look at them, men, which, not just leering, but looking at them.
Well, these are the steps. If one is trying to avoid doing these things that they've prescribed here, then, you know, looking away is probably not a bad idea.
Let's talk to Jeff in Oregon. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was just calling. I wanted to talk. You guys bring up polls a lot on this show.
Polls?
Yeah, uh-huh. Polls.
Not really that often, but from time to time. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and I've actually heard you bring up Gallup polls before.
Sure.
And I was a supervisor for a market research company, and we did a lot of Gallup polls.
Okay. Uh-huh.
The margin of error that they give on their polls
4 to 5% or something?
not accurate at all.
Why? Why do you say that?
Well, they subcontract out to companies like market research companies, and then those companies hire pretty much anybody who walks in the door. So we're, you know, everybody's pretty much just messing around all day, falsifying surveys. The people that you do manage to get on the phone might not be, you know, you might not be entirely accurate with your data entry.
So should we just ignore polls entirely? Polls are worthless information?
No, but I wouldn't say when it says that 50% of people agree to something, I wouldn't say...
It's questionable. More coming back. Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We give everything away on our website. If you want to support the show, then shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. That's right, they sell virtually everything. You've probably been to their site before, and if you haven't, now's the time to go. Amazon.freetalklive.com will get you there. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com. Why do you want to enter through our website? Well, it's simple. Because if you enter through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of anything that you purchase. It's a fantastic program. You're going to do the shopping anyway. You're going to go and buy the hot new DVD, piece of furniture, sporting goods, baby clothes, you name it. They've got it. You're going to buy it anyway. Buy it through us, Amazon.freetalklive.com, because we get a percentage, and you get to kill two birds with one stone. We go back to the phone, so we go back to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mamish. Now, a moment ago, you had told us essentially that you used to work for, could you get away from whatever that noise is? I'm not sure.
Did you just fall down some steps?
Are you all right, Jeff?
Oh, no. I was just doing some work here. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you were pointing out that you used to work for a, what was the kind of business?
It was a market research company.
Market research, and you were hired out by organizations like Gallup, allegedly organizations like Gallup, that sort of thing.
Yes, sir.
And you pointed out that they'll just hire any old schmo to come in and work a phone bank, and then while they're on the phones, they're screwing around, playing around, maybe not getting the information from the people they're polling entered incorrectly, maybe just entering in false information, and it's pretty shocking allegations. And what I want to know is, was there any sort of, secret shopper, something to keep these guys honest? Like, for instance, in the retail world, the retail company will send in secret shoppers. They look like regular shoppers, they act like regular shoppers, but they're working for the company to see if their employees are giving good customer service.
Yeah.
Is there anything like that?
Yeah, there is. And that's what I did. There was about one of us per about 60 people working in the phone center.
What would you do?
Just sit there and monitor phone calls and switch back and forth, just listen to one phone call at a time. And sometimes we'd catch them, but, I mean, everybody did it, and you'd pretty much just let them loose unless you caught them over and over. Anyway.
What kind of things were they doing exactly?
What's that?
What were they doing? They were just making stuff up, or what was it they were doing?
Yeah, they're just messing around. They're just teenagers, man. They're like 16, 15, 16.
Sure.
Anyway, I gotta go. I'm sorry.
Thanks
about
for the
this.
Call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. Pretty interesting, man. Which basically saying, don't take these research polls at total face value.
I have to say it's true. That research polls, I don't always put that much stock in them, but when they agree with things that I say, it seems to me that they make some sense. I think that there's been a downtick in George Bush's popularity,
right.
And we've seen him dip into the 20s. He's probably one of the most unpopular presidents since we've been taking polls.
Yes.
I think he is the most unpopular president since we've been taking polls.
I don't know if he's eclipsed Nixon.
I
don't think he
I
is.
Thought that he, I thought that his popularity went below Nixon's, but
I don't think
it's just
so.
Something I thought I heard. Another thing we've got here is 53% believe reports. This is a Newsweek poll. Now, of course, their polls are perfect as opposed to Gallup's. 53% believe that reports that NSA has been secretly collecting the phone call records of U.S. citizens since 9/11 terrorist attacks to create a database of calls goes too far in invading people's privacy. I believe that it goes too far. 53% believe like me. That makes sense to me.
But last night we had a statistic that said that 63% thought that it was okay for them to get all these phone records. I mean, wow, conflicting at best.
Very conflicting.
More on the way. You take control. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I love